Good morning. This week's daf was Daf Yud Beis in Erev. The sugi really starts from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph on Yud Beis. The Mishnah starts Hechshem Ovi B'Shamayim Lecha V'Kerei B'Shamayim Oylech Yekerim Lezim Tzitz L'Chayayim. The Mishnah talks about Hechshem Ovi. How is one Machshe a Movi? How does one fix up a Movi that it could be, one could be mitach on the Movi? Now the truth is that Taisus on that Beis, the very first Taisus in the Masechta, asks a question that one should probably ask when you're learning that the Seder of the Mishnah should have been first. The second Mishnah that we have over here tells us what Hechshem Ovi is, Lechi, and then this Mishnah could talk about, and then if it's too high, we don't even know what the Ikar is. This is what Taisus adds right away. See, the very first Taisus in the Masechta. Hechshem Mari Meolinish, Meolinish, some say, the Havel Ashmi'inan Hechshem Ovi Bidei, Shushu Lecha V'Kayram. See the very first Taisus. Or behind that phase of Manalith, that it really the proper order of the Mishnah should have been that first the Tanya should tell us what's Hechshem Ovi, what does a Ovi need, and then it should tell us halacha. Meniach l'mal me'esim yimai. So the Mishnah would seem to be out of order. The proper thing is to tell me what a Ovi needs in order to be ma'ase, and then you could go into the specific halachas after I know the zin of lecha v'kayr, and you could tell me how hard the curry could be, when it's too high, what you have to do. The Tiris says that the re-answer is the Tana Nichele Lahascha Baha'i Lishna Kemosh Maschelet Masnis in the Sukkah. That he says, in truth you're right, that this really should have been the order, but sometimes we find that the Tana has different cheshbonos, different reasons why he would put Mishnayis in a different order. This way it will be similar to the way Maseches Sukkah starts. Sukkah Shigvela and Mal Mesem Amma, and he says that's the basis of the Gemara over here on Daf Beis, which asks the question that why is the way the Tana continues on in the Mishnah? What do you do when it's too high? The Tana expresses the halacha living. That's the sugi over here. So this Tana, this Taisus tells us that in truth it's a good question. Really, the proper order should have been like that. Should have been otherwise. And in Shulchan Aruch, I could probably find it the other way. However, there was an ulterior motive over here that we wanted to make it similar to Maseches Sukkah.
What's the matter?
Now, I once heard an explanation, not necessarily on this, but in general, that we find a lot of times that the Gemara tells us different things, different explanations why a Tana would express the halachas in ways other than we would have thought. Seemingly, it seems to be ulterior motive. How do we understand why he's using that to help us to set up the Mishnah? Thank you. So I once heard a general point which could be used to understand many of these things as follows. That we're familiar that there's a Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh is called Torah Shabbat Peh. It's the Torah which is not committed to writing. Alpeh, it's really supposed to be learned by heart. As a matter of fact, that there's it's really there is an iser. Dorim shabachav, yatar, that you're not things that Torah shabalpeh You're really not supposed to write them down. But we know that there was a special heter, Eis Lasses Hashem Heter Teresecha. The Gemara tells us that in certain situations, in order to preserve the Torah itself gave over the right to the Chacham to decide when the right situation is that Heferu Teresecha, that we could go do something which the Torah says otherwise in order to preserve the Torah. Now, of course, this is such a thing that only the Chacham could decide. We can't decide this on our own. But what was happening at a certain point of time was that being that Torah Shabbat Peh was not written down, so because of the difficulties of the time, it was too difficult for people to memorize the Torah Shabbat Peh, and it was being lost. And because of that, this was the first step. Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he codified the Mishnayos. He wrote the Mishnayos down. For this purpose, in order to preserve the Torah, because he felt that if he would have let things continue as it is, then Torah would have been forgotten. So in order, Eis Lasses Lashem, is the time that we have to do Lasses Lashem in order to preserve the Torah, is Heferi Torah Zechel. So that's why it was written down. And subsequently, the Gemara also, right, originally the Mishnayos were supposed to contain everything, and by writing down the Mishnayos, all subsequent details of it were included in the Mishnayos, as we see from the Gemara, but they were supposed to understand it from there. that wasn't enough, so they had to write down the Gemara, and so on. But in the original intention was such that Torah was supposed to be Baal Peh. And therefore, when Rebbe wrote down the Mishnayos, he wrote it down in a way, in a short version, in a way that one could easily remember it. It should be easy, that we should be able to remember it by heart. And that's why you find there's certain ulterior motives why Rebbe would write Mishnayos and mention certain things in different ways, in order that it should be easier to remember. Even though it might be in the order, something like that, we might have said differently, but since there was an intention in order to maintain the concept that Torah should be Baal Peh, we should remember it. So therefore, it was written, therefore, see Medem Mishnayis, you know, let's say, like they mentioned, a number, right? There are five things, you know, these kind of things. The point of that is that we should be able to remember it. But possibly here also, that this is possibly the Cheshbon also, that in order to make the Mishnayis similar to that of the way Sukkah starts, Erevin starts, also these are things that help us remember the Mishnayos easier. So this is the Cheshbon, why we would set up the Mishnayos in this way, in order that the original intention that Torah should be Baal Peh, Torah should be Baal Peh, should be Baal Peh, should be maintained. Okay, so let's get back into our Mishnah over here. The Mishnah over here tells us what's in the Pachshim Avi. The Gemara right away tells us that even though we had a Braisa before which mentioned other things, so it's a Pesach, Delet, that was discussing Movim foolish, a Movim that's open from both sides. But Zokta Mishnah back by Yosem Lapinah from the Beis, this Mishnah is talking about the of Hershem Movim Sosum, a Movim which is closed from three sides. It's the fourth side which is open, that's when it's the Hershem. The Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai says you need Lechi v'Kerah, you need both Lechi and Kerah. Beis Hillel says, Oy Lechi, a Kerah, either Lechi or the Kerah, one is sufficient. Rabbi Elazar says, Lechoyayim, we need two Lechi. That's the main Machlokes in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says that there's a question, where is the Machlokes Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and as we've seen more later on, this includes Rabbi Elazar Shita also. The Mishnah tells us, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echaz from Rabbi Akiva. There was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel who said over the name of Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva. He tells us the following, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, L'nechul B'Shem B'Tzil Al-Movi Shuhu Pochos Ma'aba Amid. שהוא נית אויבל איך יהיה בקוירה, המנך לקום, הרוחם מהבא עמס, ויד עצם. That's the machlesh. B'shamirim lechi v'koy b'shalomim oy lechi oy koyr. This Talmud said over in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that the machlekes that we had at the beginning of the Mishnah doesn't apply to Movi, which is less than Abba Amos. Less than Abba Amos, everyone agrees that we don't need more than a lechi koyr. Amanech l'ku, the machlokes is arochav mi'aba amis. That's what he said over. That means that Beis Shammai and Rebbe Lezer, this chumah that they have, that you should need a lechi and a koira, or that you should need tulach hayayim, first starts when a movi, which is arba amis. Beis Hillel Shita is all the same. It means they all agree to Beis Hillel that everyone agrees that it's sufficient either with a lechi or with a koyrim when the movi is less than Dalet Amos. And that Rabbi Kiva argues, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, al zev al zanech lekum, that there's no point that everyone agrees, even less than Abba Amos, the machlekes stands. That's what the Mishnah by us over here says. Now, I just want to connect a few pieces of Gemara over here. The Gemara brings a braisa on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Four lines from the top. Omar HaMashimim Amliel. He discusses this machlekes. He says, "Lenech la beisham beitzil amlovi shupoch mi abe ames sheni torach pula manech mukla arocha mi abe ames vad efesh beisham im lecha vikoy beitzil imim oy lechi oy koyra." This is the first time the Mora brings the braisa. Well, they actually bring the braisa for a different reason. The first time it brings it, not for the purpose of this part. Then the Gemara comes back with Omar Mar, and it focuses on this part of the braisa. And the Gemara asks the question, this from Shimei Amliel seems to imply that if the Mova is less than Abba Amos, there's any sort of klum. Nothing's necessary at all. And on that, the Gemara asks, "V'hanan tnan?" In our Mishnah, when we said over something similar to this, that there is no machlekes when it's pocht me'aba ames, the Mishnah doesn't say it's ein tzarach klum. The Mishnah seems to say that there's no machlekes, and everyone agrees that you need lecha v'kara, but you need something. That's the Gemara asks. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara is assuming that there is no machlekes over here, right? You could have said, well, fine, you know, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, this is Rabbi Shmuel Amliel. The Gemara is assuming that it's not a machlekes, is not ready to accept that it's a machlekes. And if the Gemara is asking over here that it seems to be a contradiction on this sheet which holds that they only argued when it's more than Dalet Amos, less than Dalet Amos, what's the halacha? That point, our Mishnah seems to say that you definitely need a hechsher, and everyone agrees that it's sufficient to have lecha v'kera. And this Rav Shimon Amliel seems to be saying ein tzarach klum. That's the Gemara's question. And that the Gemara answers how that they really mean the same thing. Amar v'ashi hochi ka amar ein tzarach lecha v'kera kibay shamei v'le lechem kebelezer elo oy lecha yekera kibay tzilu. The Gemara explains what the intention of Ein Tzarach Klum means. It's really not a contradiction to what our Mishnah says. Ein Tzarach Klum means that we don't need any of the extras. That's what it means. But definitely, the basic Oy Lechi Oy Kari we do need. So therefore, the Gemara tells us, as we're putting it together, that this Rishon Yamliel, in effect, is the same Shita as Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. And one point that we mentioned in passing over there, which you see clearly over here, that Rebbe Lezer is also included in this cheshbon. In our Mishnah, just talks about leinechufo beis hillel beis shammai. What about Rebbe Lezer? It's not mentioned. As far as our Mishnah is concerned, it could be that Rebbe Lezer, you know, he always says his shita. But you see over here in the Gemara, assumes for Dover Poshut, even Shmuel himself also only talks about beis hillel beis shammai. But the Gemara understand for a Dover Poshut that when we're saying that Pochas Midal, everyone agrees, of course that includes Reb Lezer also, and the room to require extra, more than Lechi V'Kaira, whether both or Beis Lechayim, first starts Yoyse Midal. That's what the Gemara says.
Just a question on the Gemara ends off the Beis Hillel. This line is more to Beit Hillel, it's broken out.
Right.
So there's a very big jump halakha, meaning the Gemara assumes the halakha is like Beit Hillel right away.
The Gemara assumes that the halakha is like Beit Hillel.
Right.
Where do we see as far as who the halakha is?
No, I mean, I'm a Rashi and Hakikamara, then it says to Beit Hillel. It's all that you will occur to Beit Hillel. So I just want to ask a clarification on one small include on this. That is, when the Gemara says to Beit Hillel, why does the Gemara want to force to say to Beit Hillel? Is it because that we understand that we possibly in general like Beit Hillel?
I mean, simply the Gemara is saying that they agree to his sheet. They're not going into an halacha over here. The Gemara is just working out what the din is.
Right.
And Beit Hillel definitely is saying that the halacha is Olechi Yekaira. Right? Now less than Lechi Olechi Yekaira.
Rav Ashi is saying that everybody agrees to Beit Hillel over.
Everyone agrees when it's less.
Low four
Amos. Right. So he's coming to say that their machlokes is at what point is there a greater requirement more than the basic Lechi Yekaira? So if anyone who might have required more, first starts after Dalet Amos. But before Dalet Amos, they're not arguing, and everyone agrees that you need Lechi or Lechi Yekara, which is Beit Hillel Shita all over.
Okay.
Right? Okay. The Rishonim actually say that Rebbe Lezer Shita is not his own personal shita. It's really Rebbe Lezer, we should say, is really a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and it's really what he was saying over was what he understood Beis Shammai shita was. So according to that, maybe it's easy to understand why the Gemara is assuming that Leinech Leku, you know, definitely includes him, because his shita is not necessarily a third shita, right? It's Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So when Lenech for Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, right? Beis Shammai shita, whatever Beis Shammai shita is, Rebbe Lezer has another version of what Beis Shammai shita is. That's why we have the right to assume over here that Rebbe Lezer also only said his din by Yesem Midalit, even though he's not mentioned in Rebbe Shmuel and Shem Gamliel. Now let's just continue this thought, right? In this cheshbonos of the halacha, what we have over here so far is that we have three shittas in the Mishnah. We have Beis Hillel shita. Beis Hillel holds that when a mavi sasum, coming to master a mavi sasum, just the last opening, the fourth wall, Beis Hillel says that we never require more than a lechi v'kayim. Beis Shammai Shita is, the way the Gemara over here, Beis Shammai Shita is that you need a lechi v'kayim. Now that is the machlekes, let's say Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? They both have one Shita. They say that this first starts Yetzim Yidala, that Beis Shammai says you need lechi v'kayim. And Rabbi Lezer says Beis Lechayim, and Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah who says Alzeh Alzeh Nechleku, so he's saying that this Shita of Beis Shammai, this Chomadik Shita that you need Lechi V'Kayra, and Rabbi Lezer Beis Lechayim, that Shita Alzeh Alzeh Nechleku, they hold that this is the basic Hechshir, and you always need this. Even less than Dalid, you'll still need this to be Machshir. Now let's just step aside for a second. The Gemara discusses over here, what is Reb Lezer Shita? Reb Lezer says, going back a little bit over here, the Gemara discusses, what is Reb Lezer Shita? This is the piece of Gemara over here, by the two dots around, two lines from the bottom of the Gemara, if you're out from the base. The boy who Reb Lezer l'chayim v'kayir ka'omar, adem l'chayim b'lay kayir ka'omar. Gemara question, Reb Lezer who says, in our Mishnah, l'chayim. He has a shita that we need two lechis to be machshir a mohu. The Gemara questions that, is he machshir with two l'chayim by themselves, or what he means today is, that with a kayra, l'chayayim v'kayra ka'omar, adem l'chayayim b'loy kayra ka'omar. This is the Gemara is doubt, has a sophic in what his kavon is. Now, there is something over here to think about, just to be more the question over here, that it would seem to be that this possibility in the Gemara, l'chayayim v'kayra, sounds like that you need two lechis and a kayra. That means that sounds like he's talking about with the conditions of lechi v'kayra, what Beis Hillel Shita is one or the other. He holds that you need a combination of the two, but more than Beis Shammai, who says that one lechi and one kayra is enough, he holds only you need two chayim and a kayra. Right? Now, we know there's a halacha of a Tzuras HaPesach, right? Tzuras HaPesach, and, you know, as far as we're concerned, Tzuras HaPesach, like we see, I mean, even helps from Avi Mefulash, so Tzuras HaPesach is definitely a better matzim than Lechi V'Kayra is. So, what would the Shita possibly mean that he needs Beis L'Chayayim and a Kayra? It sounds like he needs a Kayra. Now, we know that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't need Hilchus Kayra. Tzuras HaPesach, right, Kurz is the din that needs to be a tefach wide, it has to be a brick, Kedev Kabbalah Riach, we'll see it more later on. The din of the Kurz has certain halachas, Lamal Michof, right? Kurz is no good. We just learned in the previous sugya that Tzuta Pesach, Lamal Michof is good. We saw in Rishayim, the Iker Rishayim saying there's no din heker, right? So how do we understand a possibility in the Gemara that he needs Lechayim v'Kurz? The Chayam Mekara sounds like it's saying that you need some kind of structure which is made up of Hilchus Lechi and Hilchus Kayra. I mean, once you do that, you're already going into Tzuras HaPesach.
More
common
than
Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, it has to be more common, right? You made it to the Pesach, so why should you need more than that? Right? So this is a question, I'm sorry, I didn't have time to do proper research on this, but this is a ha'or that probably came up, and that's a good question.
Why would he say
Tzuras HaPesach? Well, it sounds like he doesn't mean Tzuras HaPesach, right? So what we're asking is that what's the relevance of such halacha? I mean, once he's making this, he already hit Tzuras HaPesach.
He wouldn't say L'chayim.
Why didn't? Yeah. So it sounds like he's like, you know, right? So we have to know what this means. All right. So that's just a ha'order. But the Gemara, has this question, and the Gemara really. It remains with the question. Mor wants to bring a raya. So Mor wants to bring a raya from a braisa. And the Mor is madcha the raya. Now Rishonim speak out over here, just in Pshat Nimorah, that actually the Gemara brings a brayta which is a ma'aser that one of the Talmidim of Rebbe Lezer, the Beitri ben Preda, was sitting in a mavish she'en le'el a lechi echad, only had one lechi, and he told him, "Minya say lechi echad, make a second lechi." And on that, the Gemara says over the conversation, the Gemara is going to bring a raya from the way they talk to what kind of requirement Rebbe Lezer is. So the Gemara tells that he's sitting in a mob that has one lechi. Rebbe Lezer told him, make a second lechi. And then he answered back, he was surprised that she needed what Rebbe Lezer told him, and said, "V'chilas sois mani torach. Do I need to be safe, or do I need to conceal, to close off the whole thing? What you're telling me seems to imply, you should be safe. That was the conversation that they had. And the Gemara wants to take out from over there, Katani Mias, this is the Gemara, by this that he said, that when he heard what Rebbe Lezer told him to do, his reply was, "Do you mean that I have to be statesman? I have to close off this fourth wall?" That means he understood that what he was telling him to do had the relevance of a steamer. The Gemara says, "Yam b'shlam alchayayim v'kayra mishum hachi yomah v'chilas v'asmani tzorech." The Gemara says that this that he referred to what Rebbe Lezer told him to do as a steamer would make sense if Rebbe Lezer required lechayayim v'kayra. Both. Eli Ambe Lechayim Belei Kaira Ma Lefeismai. What would he mean to say Lefeismai? It's not a full steamer. It's just two lechi. And that the Gemara says Hachi Kamach Lefeismai Lechayim Anito. That the Gemara explains. So we shouldn't point out over here that, I mean, the way the case goes over here, it sounds like he was sitting with him over here but had one lechi. And Lezer told him, put a second lechi. So the Gemara asks on that, well, if that's what happened, so isn't that apparent that he doesn't require a kaira? Otherwise he would have told him, put a lechi for kaira. If that was the case, that originally the movi that he had only had a lechi. And on that he told him, I say lechi ach, make a second lechi. So wouldn't that... How could the Gemara think that to say that he needs a lechi v'kari? He should have told him to make a kari also. Right? This is the Braisa starts, tells us that he was sitting in a mavi that had only one lechi. Okay? And on that the Braisa tells us, they told him, make a second lechi. Right? That's what it says. Now, on that, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Loshon later, which is the first man tzorich, that he was telling him something that he'd be safe with him completely, and therefore he must have told him to make his shita is lechi v'kar. But the question is that if you look at what he told him to do, he said, I say lechi yachet, make a second lechi. So he had one lechi here, told him to make a second lechi. So how could we possibly think that his shita is lechi v'kar? He didn't tell him anything that occurred. So the Rishonim say that actually the case was that he was sitting in a mavim that had a lechi v'kar. Right? When the Braisa says lechi echad, it means to say only one lechi with the kaira. And like I mentioned before, because this is really going in Shitas Beishama. Lezer Shamoi Gemara says Shamuti, and this is Talmud of Rebbe Lezer. He's also going in Shitas Beishama. He doesn't speak it. Otherwise, he would have told him, "What is that? Pass like Beitul." Right? So we're all going in Shitas Beishama over here. So this Talmud, he originally understood that Shitas Beishame was, like we have it in the Mishnah, that Lechi V'Kayra. So that's what it means. When the Braisa says that he was sitting in a Movi that has one Lechi, Kayra is understood. That's Shitas Beishame. Right? This meant to say that there was only one Lechi with the Kayra. And on that, Rebbe Lezer told him, make another Lechi. Right? So now, definitely, his Movi is going to have Lechi and a Kayra. That's how the Gemara had a possibility to understand that he was requiring Alechi V'Kodem. Now, the question is, Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara says that he was only requiring two lechis and not a Kodem, the Gemara is Madcher. How do you understand that? So we have to say that. And actually what was happening, the question over here was, what did Rebbe Lezer tell him? Rebbe Lezer said, you need another Kodem. Right? The question is, we need another lechi, excuse me. Right? Was he saying that you need another lechi in addition to the lechi v'kayra, or what he's telling him was is that you need two lechis. Your kayra is not going to help you at all. It's irrelevant. But when he points to Maskonas HaGemara that it's beis lechayim without a kayra, what he meant to say was is that you don't have the proper hechsh over here. Put another lechi. You need two lechis, and your kayra is irrelevant. It's not going to help us. But he wasn't according to this, he wasn't requiring the Kodem that he had. There was a Kodem there. There definitely was a Kodem there. And that's how the Gemara could have a possibility that he required Lechi V'Kodem, even though he didn't mention it, because there was a Kodem there. But the tutsdazm of the Gemara is that when he told him that put another Lechi, was he saying then, therefore you'll have everything that you need, Beis Lechayim V'Kodem? Or what he meant to say is that the Kodem is not Ma'alul Mer, he's not going to help us over here. We need definitely the two Lechis. So Shitas Rebbe Lezer is a question in the Gemara what his Shita is. Right? The Gemara seems to remember the Sophic. So what we have over here is, once again, to set up the Cheshbon, so we have over here, there's a Machlokes. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Rebbe Lezer, let's say call that in Shitas Beis Shammai, the Sof of the Gemara, what Rebbe Lezer is requiring, and there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah between Rebbe Kiva and Mishmoel, and we see in the Gemara that Rebbe Shimon Amliel is on Rebbe Shmuel's side as to where this Machlokes applies. This Machlokes to require more than the basic Oy Lechi, Oy Kaira, is that a general machlokes, meaning to say that Beis Shammai, Rebbe Lezer, right, they hold that this is the basic hechsher mavod, whatever they're saying, lech v'kor beis l'chayayim. So there's machlokes in what the basic hechsher mavod is. That's what Rebbe Kiva seems to be saying. And Mishmuel are saying that no, they agree that basic hechsher mavod is oy lechi oy kor. And there's machlokes that once the mavod gets to be a certain size, Yaisame Abba Amis, that's where the Machlek is that at this point does not Hechshemava require a greater stima. And that's the Shammai says you need Lechi V'Kodem, the Blessed says Yeshita. That's what we have so far in the Gemara. Now let's proceed a little further. The Gemara that the days over here continues. The Gemara says V'Kama. Right after the Gemara, this piece of Gemara which we just discussed, that the Gemara put together Rabbi Shmuel and in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel explained how they really mean to say the same thing. The Gemara contained more of the Kamel. Until what? Till what size? Rashi explains that. What is the minimal size of a mavui that it should require tikkun? It should require tikkun. That means the Gemara seems to be understanding that there's a certain size that the mavui is so small that it doesn't require any tikkun at all. That Gemara says arabo. Right? Of achli v'tem rabbi chiel, arabo. Four tfachim. That's what Rashi says. That if the mavoi is less than 4 tfachim, it doesn't require anything. And that is an agreement to everyone. Right? The whole machlekes is that when it does require some kind of tikkun, the machlekes, what is that tikkun? But at this size, once it's small enough, it doesn't require any tikkun at all. This over here, there's no machlokes concerning no machlokes by Hilchos Shammai, in the Mishnah concerning this. So it would seem to be over here, from this piece of Gemara, we would seem to walk away from over here, that a movi which is less than Dal Sochim doesn't require any hechsher at all. That's what it would seem to be, to walk away at this point of the Gemara. However, if we follow through the Gemara a little bit later, we'll see that this is not the end of things. Let's jump down to over here in Shmuel. Here, let's see, two lines up from the wider lines on this Amud over here. You see with the Chananya, Lekan, Omar of Papa, Ikashali, Hakashali. See what that Gemara is? The Gemara was discussing a contradiction in Shmuel. Gemara takes care of the contradiction, and Rav Papa says, however, there is still what that needs explanation in the memory of Shmuel. Shmuel has said like this. Gemara brings over here. Omar Rav Papa, you casually, how casually? If there's something which is hard for me to understand, how casually? This is what bothers me in the memory of Shmuel. So Omar Shmuel Rav Chananya Bar Shila. He told him, don't be matir elo oibreiv deifin oib shnei pasin. One of the two, shnei pasin or reiv deifin. So the more explained shnei pasin, even though Shmuel before had said that it's nitib pasecho, the Gemara told us the difference. One pas is with Dalet Amis, Dalet Fochim, and two, if you use two, each one could be a mashu. That was taken care of. What the Gemara is focusing on right now is this, Berayv Daifin. Berayv Daifin. That we need to put up something Berayv Daifin. And that Gemara is asking, Lamli Berayv Daifin, Mepas Abo Asagi. Why do we need Rav Daifin if you're using only one, something on one side? Rav Daifin, that means it should cover most of the opening. Lumli Rav Daifin, what do I need that for? But Pasa Bosagi? If we have a plank, which is four tefachim, that should be enough. So nothing more contains, the Mora says, V'chitema mad Rav Daifin, Rav Shiva, V'daifin Shiva. No, maybe in Nechanami. But he's saying Rav Daifin, he really means to say Paz Dalet. And he's talking about a situation where it's a Daifin of Shiva. That side is seven. The Babo have Rav Daifin. So if you put up a Paz Dalet, it's Rav Daifin. So what the Gemara wants to have at this point say is that when he's saying Rav Daifin, he doesn't mean a special halacha of Rav. It's just in the situation that he was talking about, the Paz Dalet equals Rav. That's why he said Rav Daifin. But the halacha that he was referring to really was a din of Paz Abo. On that, the Gemara asks, well, even that is not enough to explain why he should be saying this. Lomli Abo, in that situation, you don't even need a Paz Abo. Bishloisho Mashu Sagi. All you need, if you have an opening of seven, a pas abo, true, will cover rov of the opening, but we don't even need that one. All we need is b'shloisho mashu. Why? Because of this, what we mentioned before, the Omar of Achli, the Temer b'chil, arabo, that the Gemara told us that Once it's within four tefachim, then we don't need a heksha anymore. So if you're starting out with seven, You don't need to have a pass valid to limit the opening down to three. That if the din is that once it's within four, then it doesn't need a hechsher. So put your pass three in a piece, and now you have less than four. So the Gemara says that we're not properly explaining why he's saying Reiv Deifen. Reiv Deifen, what's the din of Reiv Deifen? Most of the area to be cold. You only need a pas dalid. El might want to tell me that we're talking about an area which is small, which is a smaller opening, and Reiv really equals dalid. On that Gemara says, well, there's another problem with that, because if it's that small in the first place, then over there I don't even need dalid, because there's another cheshbon Gemara said before, that once it's when the opening is less than dalid, doesn't require any hechsher. So on that Gemara says, offers two possibilities. Gemara says, Yibayis Eimo, Kam B'chotze, Kam B'movi. Gemara says that this, that we're saying over from Rav Achli, Ritema Rabbi Chiel, that once the opening is within four, you don't need anything, that was only said by a Movi. A Chotze doesn't have that halacha. A Chotze requires a Hechsha even though it's less than four. And therefore, we could accept what we wanted to say. We're talking about that it's Zion, and Reiv means Paz Dalit. And we don't run into any problems with the fact that even less should be enough because you're limiting it less, the pest less than Dalit, because that halacha doesn't apply to a Chotzer. That's a special halacha in a Movi. And that Mor says the second thing, Vivoye Seim, Rav Achli Gufa Tanoi. Mor says, I can tell you another answer, that even if we were not to be mechal between chotzer and movi, they both have the same halachas. However, this whole din of va'achli is actually a machlekes tanoim. Therefore, we don't necessarily have to hold like this. It's a machlekes tanoim. So what the Gemara is coming to say is therefore Shmuel's din is not working with that, being that there's a shitas tanoim which doesn't hold with that. Now, where is this machlokes tanoim? So Rashi sends us to over here to the Gemara after Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara after Gimel Amud Aleph, right on the top, is talking about our mission over here. Right? You know, we didn't see this Gemara this week, but it's something which doesn't require too much. It's just something right away we'll see in the Mishnah. The way we have our Mishnah over here, the Mishnah gives us the Machlekes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Elazar. This Tana who gives it over doesn't make any stipulations, any chilukim. So apparently we'll call him the Tana Kama. He seems to be saying that they argue all over. Right? Whenever you need a Hechsher Mavri, this is the Shita of each of them. Then the Talmud Echad, Hashem Rabbi Shmuel comes and he tells Rabbi Kiva that their machlokes is only if it's more than dal, less than dal, or not. And Rabbi Kiva answers back, Al zeh v'al nechlekum. The Mishnah over here seems to be quoting three people. You have the Tanna Kamma, you have the Talmud from Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva's answer to Rabbi Shmuel. And that the Gemara, right away, in the morning after Gimel on the top, asks the question, Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Tanna Kamma. The Rekiva seems to be the same sheet as the Tanna Kamma. And the Mishnah would seem to imply that there are three different views on this. So in what way does the Rekiva differ with the Tanna Kamma that the Mishnah should make a point to say over what Rekiva holds about this? That means that the Gemara's understanding that the way the Tana brings down these shittas would imply that there's a difference between the Kiva and the Tana Kamma. One wants to know what is that. They seem to be saying the same thing. They seem to be saying that the Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai applies all over. So on that, the Gemara says, Yikubin Adar V'achli V'Yitem Rabbi Chiyav L'Misayim. The Gemara says that the difference, they're arguing, the reason why the Tana quotes them as two different shittas, because then in truth they are arguing, there is a difference between them. The difference is this din of Rabbi Chiel, Rabbi Achli, Rabbi Chiel, that an agama that he says that once once the mobile is less than Dal Tzvachim and doesn't need a Hechsher, that is actually a Machlekes Rebbe Akiva and a Tanakam of Lenin Saimi, and it's not specified who holds what. Right? We don't know who holds what, but we see from the Tana of the Mishnah, right, where it's quoted, two separate sheets that definitely are arguing, and the Gemara says that this is the point that they're arguing about, but it's not clear who holds what. And so Rashi by us refers to this, and Rashi again over here refers back to us that this is what the Gemara before said, that Ba'achli Gufa is a Tanoi. And Rashi by us says, Feleka lemekam alo de milso, Hilkoch bin Rav Deisen oimit. That being that we don't know who holds what, so therefore Shmuel was choshish, that Shmuel was took into the account that we don't paskin like this kula that Rabbi Akiva is saying, that once you reach that point you don't need a hechsher anymore. And that's why Shmuel was saying halacha without using Rabbi Akiva, right, this halacha. Because this dinner of Rabbi Akiva is a machlekes tanoim, and therefore the halacha, we don't have a basis, we don't have enough basis to rely on it halacha. That's what the Gemara says. Now, that means like this. Coming out of this Gemara, let's focus on Mavon, right now. So we're setting up over here the different categories, the different levels of the requirements of Mavon, and we explained until this point that there's one category, one level of Yosem Midalit Amos, less than Dalit Amos. That was different sheetahs over here. And we came now to this point of less than Dalit Tzvachim, which the Gemara originally started, that Gemara brought a memra that once it's less than Dalit Tzvachim, you don't need anything. But now we see over here that the Gemara over here seems to have two sheetahs about this, right? The Gemara has a problem with Shmuel, and Ibois Emo kan b'chotze kan b'movo, Ibois Emo hodar v'achli gufa tanoi. So that means according to the Ibois Emo of the Gemara, this second side, this that Rabbi said is cooler, that once the Mavi is less than Dal Tzvachim, it doesn't require anything, is not something that we can rely on halacha, since it's Machlekes Tanoim, and we don't have a clear Tana to know who holds what, like the Saimi. See, so therefore we have to be Machmen halacha. So these two Bais Eimes Mimora really are the basis of a Machlekes in halacha. So how do we come out halacha? What's the din? What is the din lahalacha? What is the minimal size of a mavoi that requires hechsher? The Mechaber in Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chof Ches says as follows: Mavoi she'ein birach by Gimel Tzvachim ein tzarach shum tikkun shehu kisosan. A Mavoi she'ein birach by Gimel Tzvachim, a new number, Gimel Tzvachim ein tzarach shum tikkun shehu kisosan. V'yeshayimim d'chol she'ein by Dal Tzvachim ein tzarach shum tikkun. Yeah? Mechaber brings a machlekes in the Rishonim. The din of Dalit Tzvachim, that's Rabbi Akiva, that's us. he brings that Be'agadah brings from the Raivin and the Rosh. The first sheet over here, that Gimel Tzvachim, this is the sheet of the Rambam. Not like Rav Achli. Now, the Machlekes in these Rishayim is really based on how you pass in the Gemara. Right? The Boisem on Mor says that the Rav Achli Gufa is a Tanoid, Machlekes Tanoim, and if that's Machlekes Tanoim, so then we can't be Soimich on Rav Achli, Kipshutoi, like you see, like Shmuel wasn't Soimich on Rav Achli, and therefore, Lalocha, you can't be Mekel by Dal Tzvachim. However, look at Rambam, less than Gimel Tzvachim, that's very Lovot. Right? Lovot is Kisosim, you don't need. So then Rambam Paskin said this how the Mephoshim said, Rambam Paskin like the boy saying in the Gemara, that Rav Achli Gufa is a Tanoi. He's a Tanoi, so you can't be Samech on Rav Achli. Therefore, the Dal Tzvachim is not, you can't be Samech on Dal Tzvachim. That's the Gimel Tzvachim. However, the other Paskin like the other Teretz in the Gemara, therefore, in Rav Achli is an accepted view. And therefore, that's the basis of the din of Dal Tzvachim. I just want to mention one point over here. Let's see, when Rav Achli is talking about Dal Tzvachim, what are we referring to? What is Dal Tzvachim? The Movi itself is Dal Tzvachim, or the opening is Dal Tzvachim? Now, the truth is that the Loshon, we see from the Cheshbon HaGemara, right? The Gemara is talking in Shmuel, right? Shmuel had said that in order to be Machshir the Chotem, he's talking about, you need Rav Daifim. Right? And the Gemara wanted to know, what do you need Rav Daifim for? Pass Dalet is enough. So now the Gemara wanted to say, well, maybe he's talking about that it's a Daifim Shiva, and Rav Daifim really means Paz Dalet. Right? On that, the Gemara asked the question that you don't need that much, because once you put a Paz 3 in a piece, then you already have Rav Achli. So you see clear from the Gemara that Rav Achli's din over here was not necessarily if the Movi itself, because right? Over here the Movi is wider. Just you're making the Pesach less. Right? The Gemara is saying that you don't need such a wide path, because by being soisim with this much, then you already fall into, right? So you see clear from the Gemara that the kula of Rav Achli definitely applies, doesn't mean that the chotzer itself has to be that much. We're talking about even if the Pesach happens to be that, is that wide. Once the Pesach comes that small, then it doesn't require any more. The Rashba brings the Raivit on Daf Yigimu. In that piece that we just saw, he talks, at the beginning of this piece, he talks about as far as Lahalocha. See a little clearer what the basis. The Raivit paskins, like we saw, he does pass like a Bachli, that Lahalocha, that you don't need a Hechel, you reach within Dalit. He talks about the beginning over here. He brings the Rambam. And at the end of the piece over here, the Rashba over here brings from the Rabbit as follows. Nearly ki pligi tanoi b'rav achli ki goyim shahamovi rochov mi bifnim u miskasa v'ahilach adsha pesach pochot midal tzvochim. He says the question whether we agree with Rav Achli or not is only when the Mavi itself is wider and the Pesach is within Dalit. However, if the inside of the Mavi itself is less than Dalit Tfochen, Tebe Akol Mokom Pturu V'eni Tzorach Chum Adkan V'nirin Dvorot. The Ravid says, and the Rajbo agrees with him, that Rav Achi's Chiddush, and if a question anymore whether it's Pasach of Achi or not, we've only discussed when the Mavi itself, the inner part of the Mavi is wider, and just the Pesach itself is within Dalit, that's the question over there, whether this Mavi needs the Hechsher or not. However, if the Mavi itself is a very narrow Mavi, then there's no question. That's not even the Chiddush of a Ba'achu. That definitely, everyone agrees that you don't need a Hechsher. And he says over here, because Mokom Ptorhu, like we saw that the shear of a Teres Rishus is Dalit Tfochim, Dalit by Dalit. If it's less than Dalit and doesn't have a Teres Rishus at all, it's a Mokom Ptor, and it doesn't require any Hechsher at all. This is what the Rajba brings from the Ravid, and he agrees with him. So, what is important, according to the Cheshbonis that we're making now, is that even according to the Mishnah talks about this in the Bir Halacha, that according to this Ravid, the Rav Achli was only talking about when the Mavi itself is water, and just the Pesach, which is less. That's where Rav Achli said his din, and that's where there's a tzad in the Gemara that there's a machlekes. And therefore, let's say the Rambam, which the Rambam is machmer, he doesn't pass like Rav Achli, he doesn't take on the kula of Rav Achli. But according to what we're saying now, that should be just where he said his chiddush when the Mavi itself is water, and just the Pesach, which is narrower. Right? That's where, if you don't accept Rav Achli, fine, so you'll require a Hechsher till it's within Gimel. But if the Mavi itself is within Dalet, over there, that's not even Rav Achli. That's a simple halach, according to everyone, that's a Mokom Tur, and that doesn't require anything in the first place. So therefore, even according to those Shitas, which the halacha are not Tzemech on the Hula of Rav Achli, but that's only where Rav Achli said his Chiddush, where you need Rav Achli for. That's when the Mavi is wide and just the Pesach. But if the Mavi itself is narrower there, the Mishnah Berurah says that definitely we could rely on this Kula, since these Rishonim say, and many Rishonim agree, that there's no machlek, there's no question over there. And in such a situation, when the Mavi itself is within Dalit, everyone agrees that it doesn't require any Hechsher.